Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The fourth great wave of the Holy Spirit has begun. This is what the prophet James Gall just said and released an amazing article here in Charisma, which we're going to relate for you in its entirety. But I want to read to you some of the things that, he shared in here, because it is really phenomenal, and it agrees so much with what God has shown Greg and so many others regarding this second, third great awakening that we are right in the middle of. And just my spirit is so stirred, man, because I just feel like God's getting ready to break out in such amazing ways. We see what he's already doing in West Virginia, and what he's done in California, what he's doing in David's Tent, Washington, D.C. I mean, there's ripples. There's things happening, and it's going to be glorious when all these streams start, converging. But I want to just pick up in where he writes about how this fourth great wave of the Holy Spirit has begun. He says there have been numerous movements of the Holy Spirit through our wonderful church history, starting with the Great Reformation, the First and Second Great Awakenings, the Pietism and Holiness Movement, the Student Volunteer Movement, the Pentecostal Outpouring followed by the Signs and Wonders Movement, and the Latter Rain and Healing and Deliverance Movements, and even in more recent times, the fresh grace that God has just poured upon the evangelical, charismatic movements. This is wonderful, all the things that God's done throughout the years. He goes on to say that even part of his own ministry, he's had the joy and the pleasure of being part of the Jesus People movement that was happening during the 60s, the discipleship, Word of Faith, the third wave of global worship and prayer with the emphasis of the prophetic movement, and now the new apostolic reformation. And he says within all of everything that's been happening, that each of these tidal waves, there have been contributing revival peaks, such as the Korean church growth, the Argentine outpouring, the Chinese underground church movement, the cell church explosion with its many expressions, the Toronto blessing, and the fire of the Brownsville revival. And so listen, there's a history here, a wonderful history of God just moving on the face of the earth. And he talks about how the 21st century had these three distinctive waves of how the Holy Spirit was moving. And the first wave, he just relates to the Azusa Street outpouring that occurred in 1906. I mean, just a massive outpouring. Again, we're going to relate all this for you in the torch because there's just so much here. But we're going somewhere with this because we want to share with you what God has shared with us regarding this fourth wave. The second wave occurred during the 1960s at the Charismatic Movement, which spread throughout mainland Protestant denominations as well as the Catholic Church. It was a time where the full gospel, men's business groups were popular, the Women's Aglow International, faith movement, just massive wave of God's outpouring. So many people today in ministry were young people that just got radically saved during that wave. And then the third wave occurred during the 1980s and 90s, and it was associated with John Wimber of the Vineyard Movement, along with Peter Wagner. And so he says that this fourth wave is coming, and it's going to be a convergence of everything that's happened up to this point now. And it's so important that we remember and honor our spiritual fathers that have gone before us, that have labored so much and have set a foundation for what we're getting ready to experience and the massive ingathering souls. I mean, the prophetic word is one of them, that 1 billion souls is going to be coming to the Lord, coming to salvation and coming, giving their lives to the Lord. I want you to listen to this connected dots moments where we have been shown numerous times these waves that are coming. We've seen them in visions. We've seen them in dreams. And there's a reason why God's getting ready to do this powerful thing. I want you to listen and watch when we shared what God's been showing us about this. Watch this.
So tell us, we're on the cusp. We're on the cusp. I mean, we've been seeing, we saw some huge waves during Hurricane Katrina. The waves were so huge and devastating, the surges. that Waveland, Mississippi, almost got washed away. That the waves were over the houses when it came in. Mm-hmm. Way inland, too. Remember, it was like way inland. But God's been showing and letting a lot of us see a wave of his mm-hmm. glory that's coming. The tsunami of God's mm-hmm. presence. The, you know, as Apostle Isaiah says, the glory just going to ooze out. You know, right. So much glory and this wave of glory. And well, there's been currents, there's been rivers, there's been splashes, but this is going to just a tidal tsunami. And I know that, you know, Amber, Lord, my daughter, and the Lord given her, had given her a dream sometime back about the tsunami. And the tsunami wave was coming towards the shore, and it just stopped. Mm-hmm. This huge wave just stopped, and there was three categories of people. One category was, they went and prepared. Hey, this is tragedy. This is mm-hmm. possible danger. Other people just partied on the beach. They just stayed and partied. And other people just went straight out to see what it was. Mm-hmm. And you would think in the natural sense, the ones that are going to be the worst off are the ones that went to go see what it was. They went into the wave. But if this is the wave of God's glory, if it's yeah. a tsunami, I'm diving in. Yeah. I mean, even if left on the surface, you know, I'm diving in.
I just want to go deeper.
While he's trying to equalize or whatever that is, I'm going in.
He was wheezy.
It was a bit wheezy.
Wheezy.
So we're on the cusp of, you know, what God is showing us of this. You want to be prepared for this because if you are a surfer, for example, and you're wanting to catch a wave, you don't just sit there and wait till it shows up. And then all of a sudden, then when it's right there under you, you start doing something because it just passes you. I mean, you got to be able to see the rise. You got to be able to feel the current. You got to be able to watch the undertow. You got to be able to see, you know, what's happening with the wakes and all. And then you got to see it, predict it coming, and when to begin to start moving forward. Because you're going to, you got to start working before it even gets here. I mean, you got to already be going in the direction. And that's what it's called, being spirit led. You know, God's going to tell you. It's called prophecy. He doesn't do anything until he shares it prophetically first. And so he will tell us, get on your boards. He will tell us, you know, begin to paddle. He will tell us that this is the direction you need to go. He'll say, pick up your speed, slow down your speed. And all of a sudden, and people will say, there's no waves. How foolish is that? That you are on a surfboard when there's no waves, but they don't know that God told you a wave's coming.
That's right.
And there's going to be, don't worry about them, because you're moving prophetically, which means you know it's coming. God's told you it's coming, and you're just responding to God. And one day they're going to see it's coming. And that what we tell people is, we go, a wave is coming. A wave of God's glory is coming. Redemption, healing power, the miracles of God, the presence of the Lord, the greatest harvest you've ever seen is coming. Now, I know you're looking at flat water. I know you're looking at somebody, you know, on a board with no surf in your eyes, paddling in a direction that just seems, you know, what are you doing? But you have to understand, the one who speaks to the wind and the waves said, not peace be still, but he's like, build up, build up, a wave of my glory. And a tsunami, I mean, think about a tsunami. And when you see what they do, it just takes over. From the prostitute to the pastors, from the politicians to the insurance salesman. I mean, anybody that's in that city, hotels to houses, that wave, I mean, remember Waveland?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just came in a devastating way and destroyed Waveland. It was like 18-foot swells, 18-foot waves, I believe. And it came in, and it began to just wash away everything that you thought was stable. Well, this is going to wash away all of that uncleanliness. I mean, when you think about what waves really do, waves clean the ocean. It just throws all that stuff out of the water onto the shore, and the tide comes back clean. And it keeps throwing it out, and it cleans it. The more the waves that come in, the cleaner the water is going to be. Well, imagine the waves of God's glory, you know, cleansing us and washing us. He says, you know, Jesus said, wash them, sanctify them by the washing of the word. Imagine the glory of God just washing over your life and over your business and over your church and over your community and over your region and over your state and over your nation. I mean, imagine the glory of God filling the earth. That's an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. So we're just like right on the edge of this thing about to break out. Mm-hmm.
And just really gets excited. When I think about this, of all the things that God's doing, I just can't help to get caught up in just kind of sitting back and just looking at just creation. And you get caught up in like, you know, we didn't just get here. We didn't just all of a sudden have cars and iPhones and computers and just houses and aluminum and all this. And it's just like when they were creating, you know.
Say the, aluminum? Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Yeah.
I did say aluminum.
I thought you said aluminum. You're right, we didn't. That's
we
right.
We did not always
have aluminum. Well, actually, it was there. It just wasn't mine.
There you go.
So I guess so.
Okay.
We didn't have aluminum siding.
Or aluminum roofing. That's my point exactly, because it doesn't exist.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Anyways. But it's like, we didn't always have the wheel. Imagine the people that were alive when they invented the wheel, literally. Or when they started writing on, what is it? Papyrus? What is it called?
Papyrus?
Thank you.
Yeah, I understand.
Whatever that was. Onion skin paper, whatever. That was that kind of paper.
Papyrus.
Okay. Anyways, there is a type of paper that you write in architecture. It's called onion skin. Just want to throw it out there. But anyways, it's like you think about when...
What the Bible's printed on.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
Papyrus.
No. The onion skin paper.
But anyways, back to what I was saying, is that there's people that were alive during that time. And it's like of all the generations that God could have said, I want you to live in, God chose you and placed you to be a part of now to be able to say, I heard and I wanted to be able to catch and I wanted to be able to be a part of what God is doing. And it's like there's a reason that God has you in this generation. And it's just like these are exciting moments, very exciting moments.
Well, I know you, I mean, I don't have a lot of details about it, but, you know, as we're talking about during the break, how Rick Joyner, you know, kind of explain what we're talking about.
Well, in one of Rick Joyner's many, many visions that he had, he was walking into basically the heavenly host and was able to see heaven. And he was responding to the angels. And they're like, oh, my goodness, you know, wow, you know, you're an angel.
The angel said, oh, my goodness?
Well, no, this is Rick.
Okay.
And he's just responding to them. And he saw how they were responding to him. And he was just like, what? And he asked them.
Were they like bowing down or something?
I don't know particularly, but if you look at how they were responding, when he asked them why, the angel says, you're one of the last generations. You're one of those that are fighting in the end time battle.
In other words, you're gonna be the ones that that usher in the generation that's on earth during the time of the Lord's return.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's just like,
wow.
But that's this generation.
Rick, yeah, but Rick's alive now.
Exactly. And that's the exciting thing. It's just like there's a reason why God has you alive now.
That means if you're listening and watching right now, VFNTV and Daily, you are part of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay connected.
You are part of this generation. Listen, this is why you're here, you know, and this is so beautiful because, you know, we've been seeing this wave. I mean, and there is, so many prophetic, we didn't have time really to share all of them.
We'll relate them.
Yeah, they'll be related for you. But the idea is that God wants us to be in position. Amen. If you're not even in the water, I mean,
you can't catch it.
How can you catch if you're not even in the water? And then, you know, I remember the one vision the Lord gave me was swim out to it. You know, you don't wait for revival to fall. Swim out, go after the Lord with everything you have, because you can have your own personal revival.
Amen.
And you can be a fire starter. And there's some people that catch fire, and there's some other people bring the fire. Decide which one you want to be, because listen, these are some exciting, exciting days, and you have not yet begun to experience all that God's getting ready to do. Listen, we want to pray with you. We ask you to please keep us in your prayers. Steve, would you close us out?
Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that of all the things that you're doing, Lord, that you are always and still in control. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your hand and your presence is around the entire Lancaster family. We just thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace. God, we just thank you, God, that you've marked us as those that you wanted to be a part of this generation. We thank you, Lord, for these many encouraging, confirming prophetic words. We continue to lift up the president and just say that he would hear your voice and turn to you. And we just say, God, have your way, Lord, in Cuba, in India, in America, in all the nations, Lord. We just say, forgive us, Lord. We for the sins in this land, God, pour out a third great awakening, Lord, and just say, do it again, Lord, in Jesus' name, God.
Amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.